The world's most famous time traveler is about to undergo a change that for some is shocking and disturbing. Laura Kennedy has more.
Coming soon to a TARDIS near you, it's a brand new Doctor Who. And freaking out fans worldwide is the fact that for the very first time, the Time Lord will be played by a woman. And by freaking out, I mean reactions ranging from elated to furious that English actress Jodie Whittaker will be the 13th Doctor. For over 50 years, the title character in this popular British sci-fi series has always been a man. Casting a woman is a historic moment for the series and its fans, most of whom took to social media to express their delight or displeasure with the move. Sherry Zeck, interim dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University and GLT's culture maven, says this moment has been a long time coming, especially since the show is science fiction, a genre which is speculative.
We're talking about a genre in which the craziest things happen, not the least of which that the main character regenerates and appears as a different actor or in a different body every few years and has for the last, what is it, almost 50 years? And then suddenly there's a freak out that it's a woman when you sort of think, well, that should have happened a long time ago, or can't they even imagine something beyond the binarism of male versus female in this speculative universe? So it shows you, the biggest thing it shows us is how utterly entrenched our notions of gender and what is gender appropriate are, that we are still, 2017, so easily shaken or put off by anything perceived of as a switcheroo.
So why were so many fans horrified by this?
Besides just sort of the regular sexist thing, this is our territory, keep the girls out, but we don't want to really say that we have a clubhouse that says no girls allowed, but really we do have a clubhouse that says no girls allowed. Aside from that, fans in general get very attached to how things are and to the details of things as they know them. And this kind of switch, any kind of major shift, is one that is likely to bring on lots of comment, good or bad. Every time there's a new doctor, there's an outcry, right? Peter Capaldi, fabulous Peter Capaldi. Oh my God, what are they doing? They're going to kill the series. Matt Smith, who's he? So the getting head up about the new doctor is really part of the culture of the fandom of Doctor Who. Because there's been a gender switch, a lot of it is focused on the gender of the new doctor. But I think that energy of challenging the decision, worrying about whether their precious series is going to go off in a different direction with a new doctor, is something that is actually just part of the fan culture of Doctor Who.
Well, I remember when Matt Smith was the doctor, and before mm-hmm. him we had David Tennant playing the doctor. Two very young, handsome guys. Mm-hmm. It seemed like the doctor was just getting younger and younger and younger with each new regeneration. And I was like, what are they going to hire next? A zygote? It just
exactly.
kept getting younger. And then my niece is a big fan of Doctor Who and would watch this. And then Peter Capaldi got the role. And my reaction was, ooh, yeah, you know, middle-aged woman, I'm glad to see a middle-aged guy up there. My niece was horrified. She says, he's too old. Just as you say, there is this ownership of, well, that's not my doctor.
Exactly. And most fans that I know have their favorite doctor. And that's not just about the kinds of stories that happened during that period. And it's not just about what age they were when a certain doctor came in, but, you know, each of them have sort of an idea of what the right doctor is, and one actor or another fits into that. Just to pick up on the age thing, I myself am actually more disappointed that they went to a young actress. I was hopeful with some of the discussions that were coming up, floating people like Fiona Shaw and Joanna Lumley and
Helena Bonham Carter would have been good.
Well, Helena Bonham Carter would be fabulous in anything that she did. But the idea that because the Doctor Who figure is so malleable in terms of age, that I thought this was a great opportunity for a middle-aged or older actress. And we know that that's really the lost category in cinema and TV. But I think one of the terrific things about this casting is that Doctor Who has this great capacity for taking these actors who are not that well known, and the actors then just fly with this opportunity.
Well, I think that just makes it even easier for the show to cast somebody that people don't necessarily know. As a fan, as a viewer, you can invest more into that character because you don't have the baggage of some previous roles that they carry with them.
It's true, but isn't this curious, right? Because the one thing that Whitaker is known for is Broadchurch, which was
wildly popular
in the UK and in the US. And in that, she is the suffering mother of a child who's been murdered. To whatever extent there are any presumptions that accrue to her as an actress because of the roles that she's played in the past, way different from the kind of energy that we're used to in terms of a doctor.
Do you feel, Sherry, that Doctor Who, the show Doctor Who, explores gender identity in unique ways?
I think there are some other science fiction franchises that do it better or differently. It's been peppered there through the series, and particularly since Stephen Moffat came on, that is something that he's messed around with here or there. And in this last season, having the companion be a lesbian, there's been some play with that, I think, particularly in these last few Doctors. Also, doing what the genre does best. I mean, the science fiction genre does two things better than about any other genre. A, it plays with toys really well. And B, it imagines things that push our imagination into two places because the genre changes the laws of physics. So time, for instance, is not a constant or a curve. It's a wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey thing. That's what science fiction does well. So, of course, science fiction ought to also play with this notion we have of there only being two genders and what each of those genders do as being set somehow biologically. Stephen Moffat has intended to have a female doctor pretty much since the get-go. And so I think you can see over the last couple of seasons, particularly under Capaldi, that Moffat has been working towards setting things up for the doctor to be a woman.
Of course, ratings are at an all-time low for this reboot of Doctor Who. Maybe they think, hey, we don't have anything to lose at this point. Or maybe they think, hey, this is a great way to bring ratings back up by doing something a little controversial.
I think it will bring ratings up, at least initially. This has been Stephen Moffat's agenda all along.
Sherry, this might be a bit out there, but do you see having a woman Doctor Who, could it possibly be a boost to STEM and drawing more girls towards STEM?
One of the things that I would say is generally true about these futuristic sci-fi shows is that they can generate an interest in science. Some connection there in what we embrace in terms of our popular culture also can change what we want to do in our real lives. Certainly the interest in forensics went up with the various CSI TV shows. One of the things that is a little different about Doctor Who is that he has a sonic screwdriver.
I love the sonic screwdriver.
I kind of love the sonic screwdriver too, but one of the things I love about it is that it has a name, like a familiar object. Of course, it does other things. So it has this do-it-yourself kind of imaginative quality. Take a police box and make it a time travel machine. Take a screwdriver and make it have all these other properties. That degree to which some of the objects and some of the technology in Doctor Who is not completely removed from our own experience does make a kind of more direct connection to what a real person might do. So, yes, having the girl wield the sonic screwdriver could make more little girls pick up a screwdriver out of the toolkit and pretend that they can do magic things with it, and that can lead to, later on, a more serious interest in science and gadgetry and fixing things and figuring things out and how things work and those sorts of things, because Because how we imagine is absolutely key to how we end up living. So that's why these popular artifacts, such as TV shows and films and stuff, really are important. And that's why gender and racial diversity are significant in terms of how our future really is going to look.
That's Sherry Zeck, interim dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University and GLT's culture maven. She confesses that her favorite Doctor Who was Matt Smith. I'm Laura Kennedy.
As for paychecks, the Time Lords are equal. Actress Jodie Whittaker will reportedly be paid the same as current Doctor Who, Peter Capaldi.